Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And today, as you can see by the title, we are going to be giving you guys 6 tips to better your relationships, not only like romantic relationships, but like any relationship in general. Yeah. But before we do that, as always, let's get into our recaps. FYI, it's going to be a short one because we're recording like on a Thursday when we usually record on a Sunday. So we didn't give ourselves a whole week to like live and have things to tell you guys. So yeah. So yeah. Gabby, you want to get started?
Sure. Oh my God, I said like sure. Nothing happened from Sunday when we recorded till today. So I don't have like any actual event that happened during my week. On the other hand, next week we'll probably have a lot to talk about. But yeah, lately the only thing that like I can give you guys, lately I've been super unmotivated. I feel like I just can't focus in class or whatever it is, and I feel like a part of that is because I'm addicted to One Tree Hill and I do everything while watching it and I can't stop. So I feel like I'm kind of like unmotivated to do anything else, but also my schedule for classes is insane and I have like thousands of texts to read and all that, and I feel like that's been like pretty much draining me already. So I've been like kind of exhausted like mentally, so that's how it's been going for the past days. Besides that, the only kind of exciting thing is that I'm moving tomorrow. I mentioned on the last episode that we have to leave our place because we're remodeling it. So I'm going to have to temporarily live somewhere else. And yeah, it's tomorrow. So today I spent the entire day just like taking my clothes there, packing things up here, helping my mom like go to the storage room and all that. So it's been an active day, and that's literally everything.
Yeah, okay, I bet, because when I had to like move somewhere else while we were renovating, it was a journey. Okay, so for my recap, I also don't have a lot to say. I've been fucking crazy with midterms, and not even just like tests, because I only had one test today. But, like, the projects, bro. The projects kill me. So, yeah, I've been doing that all week. But it's okay because it's spring break. As of today, as of right now, it is spring break for me because I don't have classes Friday. So, I'm so excited. And then the only other thing that happened this week is Tuesday. It was mine and Jaden's 2-month anniversary. So, we went out to dinner. And yeah, we went to the Cheesecake Factory and I got the best cheesecake of my life.
I love there. Oh my God.
I had never tried the salted caramel one. It's so fucking good. So good. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then
I miss
tomorrow,
going there, honestly. Just I
it's
would
so
kill
good.
For like an Oreo cheesecake. I just remember that's the one that I used to get. Oh my God. So good.
So good. I've actually never gotten that one, but it sounds good. I was literally deciding between the Oreo and the salty caramel, and then the waiter was like, I love the salty caramel, and I was like, okay, I'll get the salty caramel. But yeah, so good. And then tomorrow we are going to Toronto. I'm so excited. We're spending approximately 9 hours in the car, but that's okay because it's free.
Damn.
And I'd rather do that than pay for a flight. So that's what we're doing. I'm so excited. And yeah, so have updates next week after I come back from my trip.
Okay, before I get into the gratitude, I'm so excited for you because you know that like it's still my dream to get to know Canada. So
you've never been?
No.
I thought you'd been before.
No. And the plan was to go to study, and since I like gave up on that, like
Canada
does something
is
to me.
Such a vibe. I've never been to Toronto, but I've been to Montreal and it's so
Oh,
beautiful.
yeah, I bet.
I have been literally obsessed. My whole For You page is like things to do in Toronto, places to eat in Toronto. Literally before we recorded, like I just saved a French bakery that we want to go to. I'm so
Oh, oh
excited.
my God. I
I can't
wish.
wait. Yeah,
Okay.
I
Yeah,
will
no,
take lots of
amazing.
pictures and send them to you.
Please do. Okay, for gratitude this week, I'm just gonna say my mom. We've been spending a lot of time together because I've been helping her out with like the coming and going of moving. And yeah, she's literally the best person ever. I love her, so that's that.
Yes, I love that. I also love your mom and I miss her.
Yay, I love that.
Okay, so my gratitude is spring break. I am, again, so freaking excited, not only for the trip, but to have a break. We had zero breaks this whole semester, zero holidays, zero nothing. Like we didn't have one break. So it's been go, 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 not nonstop. And I'm so excited to finally like get a break because it's well
Yeah.
deserved, I feel like. So yeah, so excited.
You
So
love,
grateful.
you deserve it. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so let's get into the actual episode. This one's going to be a quickie, and to be completely honest, it's going to be quick because we are both in a rush.
Yes.
I'm trying to pack, and Gabby's trying to like finish so she can go to class. So yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a written review if you haven't already. And yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm gonna start us off. First thing you can do to improve your relationships is assertive communication. This is something that I've been kind of like learning about the past like year and a half. Like it's something that I've become like super interested in. For like personal reasons, but also because of the like psychology side of it. And it's just like learning how to better communicate with people in general. And this makes such a difference. Like I've applied parts of it like into my relationships, but just like seeing people talking about it, just like knowing how to communicate like your limits and whatever you can take, what you can't take. Things that are bothering you, having like an open communication, being able to accept people, accept like your partner or your friends or whatever, and just like not letting things pass you by, just communicating whatever it is that you need to, and having like an open way communication where it's okay to talk about it, and actually like talking about it makes you stronger as like a relationship, a couple of friends, as family, whatever. I have so much to talk about that, but I'm currently blanking. But in the general like scope of things, it's just like to invest in assertive communication and just like learning how to tell people in your life, whatever it is that you're feeling, and in a way that's not like, oh, quick pause. It's not like kind of like in accusation, like in an accusation tone, whenever it is that you're like talking about something that's bothering you. That's like the main thing, like learning how to say the things that you're feeling without actually just like pointing the finger, and actually just using the skills that they have to make the person actually like listen to you instead of just like being this defensive and not really caring about what you're saying. So literally it makes the bond stronger, and if you search, you'll find a bunch of content about this that'll help you out.
Yeah, that is such a good one. And it's something that I feel like can avoid a lot of problems.
For sure.
So definitely something that's worth looking into. I definitely am very interested and will look into it. Okay, but in case you do have a problem or an argument, just remember this is something I try to do a lot because it saves a lot of time and a lot of arguing. Remember that it's you two against the problem, not you like
Yes.
each other, like you against the other person or the other person against you. Because a lot of times when we're fighting with someone or we're having an argument, we're like, okay, I'm gonna argue until I can prove to the other person that I am right and
they're wrong. But it shouldn't be about that. It should be you two trying to find a solution that is good for the both of you and that you can both agree on. Because that's so much easier. That's that way no one's like resentful after. It's just like you two against the problem, and once you solved it, it's solved.
No, that's 100%. That actually goes hand in hand with my first one. Like, is if you both want like to have like a good dynamic of a relationship, then that means that you both want like you're both on the same team. Like, it's not one against the other. You should work together to just make things better for both of you. So, 100%. Another thing that it's super important, and I feel like lots of times, like the significant others start to resent themselves when we're talking about a couple because of that, and it is to have time alone and time together. Sometimes like we feel like it's like an obligation to only like spend time with your partner or whatever, but we need to like do things for ourselves, do the things that we enjoy, and that's even gonna make us like better people for our partners, and we're gonna like feel healthier, happier. So make sure that you both like when we're talking about like a couple, but no, not only that, like friendships as well and family, like that you incentivize the people in your life to actually do the things that they like to do alone, things that like they like to do and that you don't like to do, instead of like kind of like in a way, even if subconsciously you force them to like stop doing that thing because you don't like to do that thing, just incentivize the person to do whatever it is that they like. And also make sure that you have like time together either way. So like what day of the week that is best for you both to spend some time together. And that's something that's also good for you to like kind of like schedule in a way, at least like to make sure that you both like want, you're both putting the same effort into the relationship. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in relationships, it can be really easy to like spend all your time together and have no time alone. But it's important to remember that time alone is how you are, who you are in a way, because without time alone, you're not going to be able to work on yourself and be the best version of yourself for yourself and for the people in your life. So it's really important to have that. And even if it's in a friendship or like with a family member, it's so important to have that because that's when we all get to work on ourselves and be the best us that we can be.
Otherwise, we tend to like forget ourselves and just become like a new person that's like just the only kind of like the personality trait is like being in the relationship or having like being that person with that person instead of being your own person.
Yes, it's so important also because then like when you spend too much time together, like you could just kind of like get sick of each other and like get annoyed very easily. So it's important to have time apart too. Okay, this next one is something that I am really passionate about is to understand how they feel appreciated or loved. And you can even take like the love languages test
Yes, I was gonna say
together
that.
and see like what your love languages are. You can have more than one, just like your primary and how you like to like, give love to. My love language is quality time and physical touch. I think I forgot, but I'm pretty sure it is. But I also like to give love in acts of service because I don't know. I love like gift giving, acts of service. I love all that. So just like understand how your partner, your family likes to feel appreciated and loved, and make sure you're doing that. It doesn't have to be every day, but just like once in a while, make sure that you're doing that just so like maybe you love them so much, but they don't know that you love them so much because you don't show it. So make sure you're showing them and showing them in a way that they are gonna receive.
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause I feel like it's so important to talk to people, like the important people about like how you feel loved, because like if for example, like you're dating a guy and maybe like he, I don't know, he is like the a great person for physical touch or quality time, but sometimes you feel like you're not loved because you need to receive compliments in a way, like in order to feel reassured, to feel pretty, whatever you would like for the person to actually tell you, like you, what you need is words of affirmation. And if you tell that person, like, I feel loved or I feel appreciated or I would feel more love and I would see your love if you like told me whenever it is that, like, you know, like what, literally just telling the person how you like to be loved. And it's still something that I'm getting used to, the idea of like kind of like saying like, oh, I need you to like, not in those words, but like in a way, like I need you to compliment me or whatever. Because it's sort of like the pretense is like, is that it would be kind of like fake, kind of like premeditated, but it's not that. It's just like communicating how it makes you feel, because maybe the person's ju just showing you another way, and that's not the way that you would like to.
Yeah, and if someone tells you that, that they would like to move, and if someone tells you that they would like to be loved or appreciated in another way, you don't have to take it as like an attack or like an offense or like you're not doing enough. They are literally just communicating, so be understanding if anyone tells you that, because it's just them making an effort to better the relationship.
For sure. Okay. The last one for me is to try something new every now and then, or at least like once a month. Whatever it is that works for you. Not necessarily just like something new every time, but just something that's out of your routine to spice things up, to increase your bond. So, okay, if you can try new things like every month, that would be great. But also, for example, once a month, maybe like you make a commitment that if, for example, you're on like talking about a romantic relationship, like once a month you're going out like on an actual date instead of just like hanging out and not planning it. Like, okay, once a month we're gonna actually like get dressed up and go out to a nice place, or we're gonna do something out of the ordinary, something that we don't do every weekend. And yeah, that this can go with friends, this can go with family. Just like doing something different, because then, as I said, like it spices things up. It makes it exciting again. Like sometimes you just need to like kind of like spark that flame up again. And that's a great way, and you're gonna bond through it, and it's gonna be amazing. So, yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. It's a bonding experience. If
For
like
sure.
it's the first time you both are doing something, or if it's something you've been wanting to do for a long time, like it is definitely a bonding experience. And then for the last one, is to tell them that you love them or do little things just because. Sometimes, again, sometimes you might love someone so much, but you don't show them because you assume they know. But people need to be like reassured and like told stuff over and over again. And it's a never-ending process. I mean, like you're never gonna stop telling someone you love that you love them, you know? So just like texting them, like even like texting them good morning, good night, texting them, I love you, I'm proud of you. You got this. If they're having like a hard week or like a hard day or super busy week, like texting them little things, you're like thinking about them or like thinking, oh, they have such a busy day today. Let me go and grab them lunch. Let me go grab them a coffee. Like just something small, but something that shows your love and your appreciation, and you're getting nothing in return for it. Just the simple fact that like you love them and you wanted to.
Yes,
That's
absolutely.
definitely keeps a relationship alive, because then the other person just feels appreciated.
Yes.
Okay, guys, that was the last tip for today.
Yay.
Hopefully this was helpful, and you guys can apply a couple of tips into your own relationships. It will
Yes.
definitely help. Even if you have a great relationship, it can only get better.
For sure.
Before you go, don't forget to give us a follow wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a written review if you haven't already. And also go on to our social media at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram, and at seriouslynotserious.pod. No, at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. I haven't messed this up in a while.
for daily content and updates. And yeah, we will see you guys next week for a brand new episode. Bye,
Bye,
guys.
guys.